Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi is continuing for the eighth day of Adar Sheni, meaning we're just under a week out from Purim itself, and we are right now in the eighth chapter of Nedarim, Mishnah Aleph. Yesterday, at the end of chapter 7, we discussed some time-limited vows. Now, in chapter 8, we're going to keep exploring how to interpret time limitations that a person puts on his neder. Konam, I'm banning yayin, wine. She'anitoim, that I will not taste it, hayom. Hayom, today. So how long is today? Eino aser, he's only forbidden, ela ad she'techshach, only until darkness, until shkia. Techshach just means darkness, it means shkia, it means sunset. That is what people typically consider the end of the day, so whether he made his neder in the morning or he made his neder in the evening, it's only until sunset. What if he says Shabbat Zu, this Shabbat? Now, colloquially, people would say Shabbat, they meant the week in which that Shabbat would fall. So they don't mean Davka on Saturday, Friday night, Saturday. They mean that week. Aser Bekola Shabbat. So he's forbidden from drinking wine or whatever he banned that entire week. The Shabbat and the day of Shabbos itself, She'avra, is considered to be in the past period of time, the time period of the Neder. So if it's a Tuesday and he's taking a vow against wine this Shabbat, this week, then he'd also have to make Kiddush on something else, that Shabbat, because Shabbat would be included. We actually see this in common usage. People say, oh yeah, it's Shabbos Vayikra, and they refer to sort of, this is the week of Shabbos Vayikra as the week preceding that Torah reading, that Shabbos, not the week after. Back in the Mishnah, he says, Chodesh Zeh, this month. Aser b'chol chodesh, he's forbidden that entire calendar month. Rosh chodesh lehaba, but Rosh chodesh is considered to be in the future. So if his neder was only this month, then Rosh chodesh is not included. Now this is interesting because, like we had last week, sometimes there are 2 days of Rosh chodesh, and as we discussed in Rosh Hashanah, which also discussed the topic of sanctifying the new moon and declaring Rosh chodesh. When you have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, that means the first day of Rosh Chodesh is actually the 30th day of the previous month, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh is actually the first day of the coming month. However, the way people talk, when they say this month, they don't include Rosh Chodesh, even if Rosh Chodesh of the upcoming month is actually starting on the 30th day of the current month. Shanaza, what if he says this year? Aser b'kol shana, he's forbidden the entire calendar year. Rosh Hashanah li'ati levo. Rosh Hashanah is considered to be belonging to next year already. Shavuazo. When he says Shavuazo, Shavua normally means a week. But in ancient times, it was understood Shavua actually meant the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. Recall, there's a sabbatical year on year 7, just like we have a Shabbos, a Sabbath, every seventh day. So too, the Torah commands that the land rests every 7 years on the seventh year. So when I say Shavuoso, we're talking about this 7-year cycle. Aser b'kol Shavua, he's forbidden that entire Shavua. U'shvit she'avra. And the seventh year, the Shvit, the sabbatical year, the Shemitah year, is considered as belonging to the time period of the vow. The Imamar, now the Mishnah contrasts, but if he said Yom Echad, 1 day, Shabbat Achat, 1 week, Chodesh Echad, 1 month, Shana Ahat, 1 year, Shavua Ahat, 1 7-year Shemitah cycle, then Aser Miyom Liyom. He is forbidden from day to day. Meaning if it was 3 p.m. on Monday, he said 1 day, it would be Aser until 3 p.m. on Tuesday. If it was the 10th of Nisan in 1 year, the Neder would work until the 10th of Nisan in the next year. Mishnah Bet, Ad HaPesach. His vow was until Pesach, Aser Ad She'egia. So the vow is effective until Pesach arrives. The moment Pesach starts, the neder is over. Ad She'ehei, until it will be Pesach, Aser Ad She'yetze. He's still forbidden the duration of Pesach. Ad She'ehei, until it will be, implies until it's through. Ad Lifnei HaPesach, until before the Pesach. Now there's an argument here. Rabbi Meir Omer, Aser Ad She'egia. The vow is only effective until it arrives. Pesach is not included. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Aser Ad She'yetze. Rabbi Yossi says he's forbidden, the neder continues until Pesach is over. In the Gemara, they discuss that it's sort of vague. This Lifnei is a little vague, And so Rabbi Meir says, when a vow is vague, we can't assume that the person wanted to include more, so we go to the bare minimum. Whereas Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, yeah, people would say words even when it's a little vague, and we'll hold them to the more extended version of what that could mean. Yashar koach and zay gezunt.